Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Leon Lee's interview on June the 17th, 1980 by Emma Louie. This is transferring from a 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape.
This is an interview with Mr. Leon Lee of Bloomington Jewelry's Point. Excuse me. And this is an interview with Mr. Leon Lee of Jinheng Jewelry. Now, Mr. Lee, where were you born?
In China. Canton, China.
Canton?
Uh-huh.
Guangzhou. Guangzhou. Uh-huh. Oh. 那你是哪里人啊?
本来是广州市。
是廣州市，唔係好似啊。你係順德人，哦，OK。And both your parents 係順德 people.
Yeah.
Your father is 順德
native. My mother is 山東.
山東. Now, when were you born?
1911.
Okay. So. Let's see, so you grew up in the city of Canton City.
Uh-huh.
And how long did you live there?
I lived there until I went to Guangxi and
how long did
for
you stay there?
3-4 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back down to Canton.
My father
had a jewelry store. We lived in Canton City.
You lived in Canton City with your father?
I was born in Canton City.
Right. How old were you when you went to Guangxi?
Guangxi is around about 9 years old.
9 years old. And did you go to school there?
Yeah, I went over there.
Okay.
To school over there.
And then when you went back to Guangzhou City, did you go to school there?
Uh-huh.
Did you graduate from...
High school.
From high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, what did you do?
Then I came over for school.
Came over to the United States.
Uh-huh.
I see. And then how old were you about that time? What year was it?
1911.
Mm-hmm.
About 17 years old.
Oh, okay. 1928. Mm-hmm. 17 years old. And then you came over to go to school.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. What school did you go to?
I go to grammar school.
To grammar school here?
And then junior high school and high school.
I see. What city was that in?
In San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Then you finished?
Gene Parker. The grammar school.
Oh, I see.
And then I went to San Francisco junior high.
And then to?
And then Galileo and Thomas.
And commerce.
Uh-huh.
I see. So how old were you at that time then when you, when you finally graduated?
That was 22 years old.
You were 22 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. When you graduated from
high school.
High school.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me check this out. Right now, your father was already here in America when you came?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did he come to America?
Oh, he come...
Yes.
Oh, he probably come from maybe 10-20 years before my day.
Oh, so he came around 1907?
We have a store over in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle also has a store up there too, that he came over. But he's a juror.
I see. So how old was your father when he came here?
I think he's about... probably about 40-something, or about 45,
oh.
Or 50 years old. No, 45 years old, I think.
Oh, your father came when he was 45.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came to San Francisco to help with your uncle's store?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or to take it over, or?
To his partner.
Oh, to be a partner, I see. And then he sent for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
After that.
Uh-huh. How about your mother? did she come over?
My mother, no, since they back in Canton City.
She never,
never came
to America.
Uh-huh.
Then how many, you know, children were there in your family?
Three.
Three, you know,
three brothers.
Just three brothers. Yeah. Did any of your brothers come to America?
Oh, they come and visit me.
Oh, but they never came here to...
No, they're back and forward.
Oh, I see. They never came here to stay like
no.
you did. I see. Okay. And then after you lived in San Francisco, then what did you do?
After I graduated, then I come down here
to
with my father.
To Los Angeles?
Yes, start jewelry business.
Start jewelry business. And where was it located?
On Los Angeles Street.
And,
446 Los Angeles, North Los Angeles Street.
I see. Was that part of the
Old Chinatown?
Old Chinatown at that time.
Uh-huh.
And did when you came to Los Angeles, was there did you belong to say any of the the district organizations like
Don't belong to anything. just started in myself.
Uh-huh. How about business organization? Did you have to belong to any Chinese
Chinese
business?
Chamber of Commerce.
Chinese Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
You didn't have to belong to any other Chinese organizations
nothing
or anything like that?
Yeah,
then how about, did you have to belong to, say, any kind of other merchants association outside,
We individual.
I see. Yeah. If you have a jewelry store, you have to import things from...
Yeah, we import our own things.
You import your own things from China?
From China.
Directly, yeah. Over here.
Yeah.
I see. And then I understand that, during late 1930s, Chinatown was torn down to make way for the Union Station.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
How many days' notice did they give you?
Oh, they gave about a couple months.
2 months?
Two or 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Then for the UN station, we have about that. We got no trouble over there. We're on Los Angeles Street. UN station is on Alameda, below Alameda Street. They tear down that place first.
I see.
Yeah. And then they tear down to Alameda Street, then we're still okay because we are on Los Angeles Street.
Uh-huh. So the part where you where you had your store, was that later torn down too?
Yes. They tear down for the freeway, Hollywood Freeway.
Oh.
Not for the Union Station.
Not for the Union Station, but for the Hollywood Freeway.
Yes.
And did they, pay you or anything, for your store or things like that?
No, we, that store didn't pay us anything. We didn't own that store at that time.
Own.
We just lent it to.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, when most of the Chinese, merchants were told, to move from old Chinatown, at that time, there were plans, I understand, that Mrs. Christine Sterling had plans to build a China City.
That's a China City. That's
right.
A little different.
And then Peter Su had plans to build the new Chinatown.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Right. Now, did most of the Chinese merchants, how did they feel about the two places? The two plans?
Well, in the beginning, they don't like it, but later on, they can help it.
Yeah.
And then some people want to move to 9th Street, San Pedro.
Uh-huh.
And some people want to move to North Broadway. So more people move to Broadway than they build a new Chinatown here.
Did they have to have some kind of agreement with,
the individual, they just will buy the property. Like Chinatown, they organize the store people over there, and they're going to build up here, and they each one join in so much as a share,
uh-huh.
Then they build new Chinatown.
Oh, this is Peter Suhu.
Peter Suhu organized.
Uh-huh. So the people put in a share and then then they had a place,
a store.
That's
right.
So in other words, the people who brought their business, transferred their business into new Chinatown, they owned the property.
Yeah, they move up there. They have a share like a China Zhonghua belongs to.
I see.
And then they each one have a share, so they have a store.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have to lease the store, you know.
Oh, this is ours different.
Yeah.
We buy our property, we build it our own.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't just got nothing to do with the Chinese Chamber Commerce.
Oh, I see. No,
we're in the way of this street.
Oh, I see, this street, but with
Chinatown.
New Chinatown.
Oh, that's different, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, how about the, the China City? How did the merchants feel about that?
China City, at that time, we have a store over there, a branch store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was Mrs. Sterling owned the property.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, they also tear down, too.
What
we have a branch over there for, about 4 or 5 years.
And what happened when it was torn down?
Oh, when it tore down, the people moved away.
No, I mean, why was it torn down?
Hmm?
Why was it torn down?
Oh, because the building is so old, and after the fire, and then they built it again, and then after that, they went for the parking lot or something.
Uh-huh.
And Sterling wanted to sell to Tom Gardens,
uh-huh.
and they sold out the place. And the beginning, people move up to New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
They tear down their place.
Oh, I see. So there were fewer people who wanted to have stores in the China City.
Yeah, just a small store that really nothing built up at all.
Uh-huh.
Just an old store and doesn't look like anything.
Okay. Now, when was that? When was it torn down? Do you remember? What year?
I think it's 1942, like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, now how about on Spring Street? There are a lot of stores there.
Yeah, because we tear down the old Chinatown, people didn't have any store to move.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved to the Spring Street,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't build up Chinatown yet that time. So they got no place to go. They just land those old store in Spring Street
mm-hmm.
and make up us the Chinatown.
Uh-huh. Well, now in Chinatown too, at that time, you know, there were lots of, like Zhonghua Wuigun, and there were a number of, the family association. Now, did you belong to the family association?
Well, we belong to the Li family.
Right. Okay. Now, the Li family association is called Lei Dong Zhong Gong So.
That's another name.
Lei
Dong Zhong.
Oh, Lei Dong On.
But they all called it Lei Dong Gong So.
Oh, I see. What was it called, Lei Dong On?
But that's another name for the association.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You know, see the man, the Thai Gong man, what's your name? Man, come to Yong Gong man.
Oh, Yong Gong man. Oh, I see.
Supposed to Lei Dong On is all for the lead.
Uh-huh.
The Dong On is Lei Gong So, Thai Gong man.
Oh, okay. Now, how many people were in the Li Family Association? Do you
that
think?
Time?
Uh-huh. This was in the, 1940s?
1940, I think it was around about 2,000 to 3,000 people.
Yeah. 2,000 to 3,000 Chinese?
Yeah.
Or not that many Li's? Or
the Li's around about 2,000.
About Li's?
Yeah, the family.
It's
a big family
association. Uh-huh. So you belong to that?
Yeah, well, you have to belong to it because you're Li anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know. Yeah.
Most of the Chinese belong to the family association at that time, do you think?
The they all join in for the lease.
Uh-huh.
And then they donate some money to build a new building. This is the old building before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only for meeting, Thanksgiving, and that kind of they join together, New Year, like that.
Uh-huh. And then did you and your family become, take part in all of these activities too?
Oh yeah, that kind of your own family, just like your house.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Now, let's see, how about Sun Gao, the Yamo Sun Gao?
Yes, I belong to Zhang Sun Wui.
Oh, Zhang Sun Wui?
Baptized.
Baptized then?
Not yet. I still go there, but not yet.
Oh.
Pretty soon though,
uh-huh.
I hope.
I see. And then how about with your family? Your father stayed here continuously until he passed away?
Yeah.
He didn't go back to China to...
Well, he did back in over a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Now, did your father always plan to go back to China to stay there after he retired?
Well, the business vacation, like that, he always go there.
So, well, when he died, was he buried here or did
Yes, he died over here.
Oh, he died over here.
Yeah.
And then, did you observe, you know, Chinese customs when you buried him?
American customs.
American customs?
Yeah, we don't use Chinese customs here.
Say, bye.
We don't like too much American life.
Okay. Now, how about your... when you were married, about how old were you when you got married?
Well, I met a girl when I was going to school at the time of San Francisco. And she was from Honolulu. She came over from the university. And we met, then we got married.
So your marriage was like...
My typical American style.
Yeah. Where you fall in love with a girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Then did you have to have permission of her parents or anything like that?
Oh, well, we write, you know, over there and they're okay, and then my father okay, and then we get married.
I see. Then how many children do you have?
Five
children. How many girls?
Two boys and two girls.
And then did you give, you know, any of your children or all of your children Chinese names too?
Yeah, that's right.
Named them?
Oh, some of my father's names, most of them.
Your father named the children?
In Chinese.
Oh, I see.
And then my wife gave them an English name that you know.
I see. Well, I noticed that you have an English name yourself. When did you adopt it?
My name is exactly... The Chinese and American use the same name. My name's Leon, and then Leon is the same thing.
Oh, I see.
Really is the same pronunciation. But only thing, I put two together.
You put two together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you did this how old were you when you did this? You gave yourself an American name?
When I just go to school.
When you go to school, that was when you did that. I see. What else?
Then I write a Chinese name, the teacher said, oh, you just sound like an English name, Leon, together. And I said, oh yeah, Leon, it's Leon.
Oh. Okay. So what names did your sons have, you know, at Tong Miao?
Tong Miao? Oh, the older son, Lei Hin Wei.
Hin Wei.
And then Lei Hin Wan.
Hin Wan.
Then Lei Hin Wan. The three boys.
I see. Then Nurna?
Nurna, Lei Wei Ling. Lei
Mei Ling. Lei Mei Ling. Then when you know, chose like your three boys have the same character, Hin, and
the Chinese tradition.
So, Lei Gan Go Ga Hin Zi.
That's my father's.
Your father did that. So your father helped you to choose the Chinese names.
That's right.
Yeah, I see. Then how about in your when you were bringing up your family, prior to getting married, did you live in the Chinatown area when you had your business there?
No, we lived that. Time is a store too small in Chinatown. Don't have much to live. And we have a house on 28th Street. We bought the house there. Yeah. 28th Street. We live in there.
I see. So you and your father. And then when you got married, did your wife join you there, or did you just move somewhere else?
After we had the kids, the house too small, then we bought a bigger house. Near Echo Park.
Near Echo Park. So you never have lived right in Chinatown area?
No, it's too small. Mm-hmm. The store too small. And not enough room to do something.
When you moved to the 28th Street place, were there other Chinese families there too?
Yeah, a lot of Chinese live around that section.
But how many Chinese families were there, do you?
That section is many Chinese. Many. The whole street, we have about three, four houses. belong to Chinese, and the others belong to different people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there are about, what, 3 to 4 Chinese families on your street?
Uh-huh, on the 20th Street, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then how about the, when in Echo Park area, were there
Echo
a number of Chinese?
No, that time, no Chinese. We are the only one that bought the place there.
About what year was that?
It was 1948, around about that time, yeah.
When you moved there with your family?
Yeah, we bought the house there, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you still live in the Echo Park area?
Yeah, it's the same place.
Uh-huh. And then, have you noticed more Chinese living
there? Oh yeah, much more now. Much more now, yeah.
The, did your children go to Chinese school or anything like that?
Well, one going to Chinese school when we live in 20th Street. They have a school there.
Oh.
Chinese school. After they move over here, and they don't have too far away to go to Chinese school.
I see.
So they didn't go to Chinese school.
Now who was it who taught the Chinese school?
That's John Lo Wei.
John Lo Wei.
Yeah. That time they had a school.
Do you remember Chinese who was school? The teacher?
Mr. Tom.
Mr. Tom? And then when they taught Chinese, they taught in Guangzhouwa.
Yeah.
So it was just one child that learned Chinese formally.
Yeah. And after that, they learned the Chinese when they go to college.
Did all of your children go to college?
All graduated from UCLA.
Uh-huh.
The oldest one graduated from University of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what kind of, what kind of field were your children studying for?
Oh, that's for education. One is a teacher now.
Uh-huh.
And they're all masters. They get their master's
degree. They all have their masters. Yeah. Oh, you have to be congratulated on such a very highly educated family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How about the, in the Chinese custom, they have, people may have, another name. You said your name is Nguyen.
Mm-hmm.
In Chinese,
yeah.
And then, did you ever use,
Oh, that kind of only in China they have to marry, they get a different name.
Uh-huh.
Well, they give me one, but I don't even bother to do it.
You never bothered to use it?
Yeah, they use it, yeah.
Well, when you say they gave you one, was it your father who gave it, who said that this was
after
your married name?
The family's, tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe my grandmother or something like that, to make up kids that, that's your married name like that.
I
but
see.
we don't bother to use that anyway.
Well,
but in China they give you a name and you get married, they then put it up, a little flame and put a little Chinese sun hong or that kind. We over here we don't have such thing anyway. But I'm married over here, we don't care for that. Yeah.
Then how about your father? Did he, send your name back to be kept in the village or something?
Or the
like
Lee
that?
Yeah, the Lee family, they have to.
Uh-huh.
The Lee family back in the village.
Uh-huh.
And then they put in a record.
Uh-huh.
And how many children you got when you get married and all those.
So your name is in the record?
And follow the family, follow down the family tree.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you know the, that little, do you, all the words on that?
They don't, I guess they don't have that. Now they have a book to register.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And have you ever been back to the village since you came here?
Oh, no, since then, after. Since the war, we don't go back there.
Oh, I see. Well, when because when you came over at 17 years old and you attended grammar school, how did you feel about, going to school with a little kid?
Oh, that's terrible. Then I learned some over there.
Uh-huh.
But they speak almost like different. You can't, when we talk, nobody understands what we're talking.
Uh-huh.
So
you mean you learn English back in Guangzhou?
But when I come over here, I talk, nobody understands what I'm talking. So I start all over again.
Start
and then one of my
over.
Friends said, oh, you go for that school, grade school. Then they have a special class
uh-huh.
teaching us a bit English. that's a very nice wise principle.
Mm-hmm.
He taught all the Chinese classes. We have about 10 our age,
students.
Yeah,
I
around
see.
About, you know, 17 years old, they took big with him.
Uh-huh.
And to give us a good lesson, teaching us in really patient, Miss Mac Boyce. She's teaching us really, very nice.
Uh-huh.
And then I also, night time I went to Chinese church school.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching English and explaining in Chinese so we understand more.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The Jumpsun Wei.
Hey, in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Night time I go to night school.
I see.
Daytime I go to day school, then I just go to big school all day long. Night and day.
And you did this for about 5 years. Then you went to junior high school. Did they have special
junior high school?
For you?
No.
You had to be in the regular.
Yeah, regular class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
How about friends? Then were you? You know, you had a little group of 10 students about
mm-hmm.
your age.
Yeah.
Did you all kind of just, you know, remain friends?
Oh yeah, we remain friends until now.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, some of them passed away, but some
uh-huh.
of them
yeah.
still was a good, very good friend. They were success too.
And then did you all go to Galileo together then?
Some of them, yeah. We go to Little Carmen High School.
Uh-huh.
Both schools.
Oh, why did you transfer one from Galileo to Commerce High?
Well, we like Galileo. That time is a lot of boys are not so good that we changed for the Commerce High School. Yeah.
It was a better school for you?
A little better school over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we transferred over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. So after high school, then you just went back with your...
And my father started business. I had to help him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we just quit school to start business.
Now, why did your father choose to come down to Los Angeles?
Well, because we have one up San Francisco,
uh-huh.
and then we want to branch open one over here. So we opened one our own. That was a company
uh-huh.
up there, it's a company.
Uh-huh.
Then we start our own business. We went out individual.
Were you one of the first jewelry stores in Los Angeles Chinatown?
No, that time they have a couple. I think they have another store. Yeah.
That was located in the Chinatown?
Alameda Street, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know,
on Alameda Street.
They're no longer, they tear down the place.
Oh.
Then we start our own.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it very difficult to, you know, start your own store at that time?
No, not bad.
Uh-huh.
My father's in jewelry business all his life. You know what? He make it, you know how to make jewelry, how to
mm-hmm.
do it. And I'll help him sell it. I'll learn how to make jewelry for me.
Now, did you have, you know, contacts, say, you know, with other, say, you know, the Caucasian
well,
through your jewelry business?
Well, they come buy from us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you advertise in their papers or anything like that?
No, we just Chinese advertising or something.
So your...
That time, we didn't even put much advertising.
Uh-huh.
We just advertising the telephone books.
Uh-huh.
And then they... That time is not too many Chinese jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
If they want it, they have to look for us.
Oh, I see. So you didn't have to do business.
No, they look for us to do
the
big thing for them.
Oh, I see. Then, because I noticed that you're in the antique business also. So does the antique business bring you into contact with other...
Mm-hmm.
you know, with people outside of China.
That's right.
Now, how did the, at the time that you came over, which was in 1928, that was still, you know, the when the Chinese exclusion laws were in effect. How did that, you know, affect your coming over because you were just 17 years old?
I'm a merchant son.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
My father, merchant.
Uh-huh.
And we're merchant son. And then we have the right to come over for school and for business.
Did you have difficulty coming here?
No, merchant son is very easy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
but we have to, when you arrive, you have to stay in the Angel Island. See?
Did you stay there?
Oh, yeah. Then you,
How long did you stay there?
1 week.
You stayed there 1 week.
Then they asked me, and then okay, then go to San Francisco.
Uh-huh. What kind of questions did they ask you?
Ask you, well, who's your father? How long your father been over here? And you come, why you come over here for? And Yeah, then you have to tell them all those things.
They ask you about your village or anything like that?
No, because we are not claimed as a citizen, because we're virgin.
Oh,
we're virgin son,
okay.
We get no questions.
Oh.
Just my father's business, that's all.
Uh-huh. So then you were very fortunate to just have stayed there for 1 week.
Oh, yeah. We were the first one to come out, and then asked my father, and then
mm-hmm.
asked who is your witness, and know you over there.
Right.
And then I found out all the pictures, and I know all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, you're okay.
Oh, okay. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about, you know, you mentioned also that you had, you know, you bought your own property here.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, the there used to be Alien Land Act in California
mm-hmm.
where, you know, people who were not citizens could not buy land. Now,
my wife is a citizon.
Oh, I see.
Born in
okay.
Honolulu.
So oh, okay.
Because I can buy her name.
Yeah,
yeah.
I see. So this is the way a number of Chinese could buy land.
Yeah.
Was that
that time.
At that time was the only way
that's right.
for to do it through a citizen.
Yeah. When you marry a citizen,